Bristol Myers, makers of sal hepatica for the smile of health and True Shave, the beforehand lotion, present Wednesday with you. Starring Nora Martin, Michael Butler, Leonard Seuss, his orchestra, and yours truly, Harry Von Zell. Thank you very much. Say, kids, we're about ready now to leave Cantor's Cozy Cabana. Hey, Leonard, if you're through boarding up the windows, I've got the old car fixed so it'll go.
Good. You put gas in it?
No.
You put oil in it?
No.
Then what do you mean the old car's ready to go?
Just release the brake. I've got it facing downhill.
Oh, Harry, don't you ever do anything for a car besides drive it?
No, not me, Leonard. I hate cars. I hate cars.
Oh?
It was the automobile that put my grandfather out of business. Oh. My grandfather was doing very well until then.
Was he a wagon maker?
He was a horse thief.
Harry.
That man was just simply crazy about aminals.
Yeah?
He loved aminals.
Aminals.
He really did. Oh, by the way, Leonard, now that the car's out of the garage, you can put the cow in there.
I did. That cow's all set for the winter.
What do you mean?
I put her up on blocks and drained a crankcase.
You put her up on blocks? Hey, this I gotta see. I'll bet she's the only cow in the world wearing wedgies. Now, here's just a little fond affection from lovely Nora Martin.
Just a little fond affection. That is all I'm thinking of. I have been in heaven since the day I found you. It is pretty heaven with my arms around you. Just a little fond affection. Kiss me when I'm feeling good. Just a little love. A little affection, dear, from you.
You were through boarding up the lodge.
One more nail and I'm finished.
Well, look, get off the ladder, genius. It so happens that's the room our last guest is in. And when you hammered against the wall, he almost jumped out of his pants.
Why? Loud noise?
No, long nail. Really, you ought to go apologize to him, kid.
I will. Where will I find him?
On the chandelier. He's still up there. But never mind that, Leonard. Let's finish this job first. I'll put in that last nail. Now, just stand back and watch an expert perform an operation here.
Operation? Okay, Dr. Von Zell.
Okay, nurse. Now, just assist me up the ladder. Now, hammer.
Hammer.
Nails.
Nails.
Finger. Oh, that hurt.
Oh, stop being a crybaby, doctor.
Yeah.
Now, you jarred that top board loose. Climb up the ladder and put a splint on it.
Yeah, okay. Fifth step.
Fifth.
Sixth step.
Sixth. Oxygen.
Oxygen.
Oh, quit it, Harry. You're not that high. Go up higher.
Yeah. Seventh step.
Higher, doctor.
Eighth step.
Higher.
Why should I go higher?
I've got a lady in the balcony, doctor.
Give that lady a bottle of Truchet and two tickets to the Eddie Cantor broadcast for next Wednesday night.
La, 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 la. Harry, who's that?
Oh, Leonard, that's the guest in the room you were hammering on. Remember, you stuck him with the nail?
La, 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 la.
It sounds like he's pulling out the nails.
see, as soon as we finish packing, I'm going to apologize to him.
Yeah, look, and will you let me do my own packing, kid? Gosh, you've already mixed up some of Nora's stuff with mine.
I was only trying to help you and Nora.
I know, but my girdle doesn't have clips to hold up stockings, you know.
La, 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 la. That guest is really in pain. I'm going to see him right now.
Yeah, well, I'll go with you. We can't lock up the lodge until he leaves.
I'll apologize to him about that nail. See, I hope he understands.
Yeah, he will. He got the point.
Oh. Come in.
Hello there, Mr. Von Zell.
Hello.
Leonard, this is Mr. Butler.
Pleased to meet you, Leonard.
Likewise. Gee, I'm sorry about that accident, Mr. Butler.
Oh, Leonard, call me Mike.
Okay, Mike. You can call me Mr. Seuss.
Yeah, you kids call me when this romance is over, will you?
Guys, when I drove that nail through the wall, you sounded like you were hurt.
You mean when I went like this?
La, 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 la. Oh, you're a singer.
He is not. He's a tenor.
Oh, why don't you like it?
All kidding aside, Mike, that is a very nice voice you have there.
Well, thank you, Mr. Von Zell. It's a little rusty now, though. You see, I was in the Army for 2.5 years and came up here to rest after I was discharged.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to start singing again when I get back to good old Hollywood.
Would you like us to give you a lift into town?
Gosh, would you?
I'd be glad to give you a lift, Mike.
Sure, Harry gives millions of people a lift.
He does?
Well, doesn't that overcrowd his car a little?
Oh, no, not the way Harry does it. Go on, Harry, show Mike how you give people a lift.
Well, if you insist. It's very simple, Mike. I simply stand here and say, ladies and gentlemen, when you wake up in the morning feeling sick and headachy due to the need of a laxative, take a glass full of sparkling sal hepatica. For then sal hepatica gives you quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. That means you don't have to risk feeling miserable all day waiting until night to take a laxative. And besides this quick, gentle relief, sal hepatica gives you the additional advantage of helping to sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity. So why not get a bottle of sal hepatica and keep it handy, remembering this caution used only as directed. Then, whenever you need a laxative, see how much faster you feel better, thanks to gentle, speedy sal hepatica. Well, come on, Mike. Get your bags into the car now. We'll soon be off.
Bags? You mean my kip.
Oh.
I'm traveling light. But wait till I get into Hollywood. Boy, will I make a beeline for a clothes shop.
I'll bet. Gonna get yourself some civvies, huh?
Yes, sir. You know, the shooting is over across the foam, and Johnny will soon be marching home.
Johnny has won. Lay down his gun. What does he ask for now that his job is done? Just a blue shirt suit and a bright new necktie, a room of his own with a door, just a bed with sheets and a home-cooked dinner. That's what he's been fighting for. Don't ask him questions, for he's not talking. All that he wants to do is go out walking in a blue shirt suit and a peaceful mind with a girl he left behind. He's not talking. All that he wants to do is go out walking in a blue shirt suit and a peaceful mind with a girl he
set to go?
My bags are in the car, Harry.
Good.
You know,
I'm going to miss this place. It's really been lovely here.
Well, Nora, I'll admit that you kind of got me, too. The flowers, yeah. The trees, the birds.
Oh, Harry! Harry, what happened?
I think I inhaled a robin.
Oh, Harry, come on, let's get going.
Yeah, okay, all aboard, everybody in.
Sure.
Come on, Harry, jump in.
Oh, boy.
Yes, sir. Isn't it wonderful?
Off we go into the wide blue yonder.
Harry.
Soaring high into the sky.
Harry, don't forget the gasoline tank is very dry.
Yeah, awful.
Dry?
What? What do you mean?
Hey, Harry, we're coming to the main highway. There's a gas station at the crossing. Let's fill her up.
Yeah, well, okay, kid. Hey, and don't forget our deal. Remember, it's 50-50.
Yeah.
You're contributing the money for the gas, and I'm contributing the bee coupons.
That's fair.
Sure. That kid ever learns to read a newspaper, I'm dead. Well, here we are at the gas station, kid, to see what we can do here.
Hey, howdy, folks. Mighty fine weather we're having for January.
Yeah. January? This is September.
I know, but wouldn't it be great for January? Where would it be?
Well, 15 gallons of gas, please.
Regular or Ethel?
Regular.
It tastes near as good as Ethel.
Oh, all right. Give me Ethel.
All out of Ethel.
Out of Ethel? Why are you trying to push Ethel then?
Make a bigger profit on it.
I seem to always get into these, Mr. Look, Grandpa, yes. I would like to buy some gas.
It's the only way you'll get it. 15, did you say?
15, yes. Yes. Hey, kids, where were you while I was negotiating with that character back there?
Oh, Leonard treated me to an orangeade.
Just an orangeade, Leonard?
Yeah.
You mean he didn't even buy a frankfurter?
Oh, there'll be other nights.
Oh. Then you'll have a special night for mustard?
Yes.
Testicles?
Yeah,
I know. Fun?
Are you sure you're on the right road to Hollywood, Mr. Von Zell?
Well, must be, Mike. All the signs read soft shoulders and dangerous curves ahead.
Another few hours. Hollywood and Eddie Cantor.
Yes, sir. Hot butter bottles and Popeyes ahead.
Oh, you're kidding, aren't you, Harry?
Well...
You're happy on the Eddie Cantor show. The sponsor treats you swell.
That's right.
And NBC treats you swell.
That's right.
And Mr. Cantor pays you well.
Leonard, I just lost you back at NBC there.
Yeah, and you lost the road about 20 miles back.
Now, stop that. Don't be silly. You're dizzy.
I should be. You've been driving around in circles.
I have
yeah,
not.
Yeah, but look, there's a gas station ahead. Let's ask.
Well, Leonard, we're not lost. Well, I'll humor you. This guy'll prove it. I'll drive in here. There's the attendant over there. Hey, Bud.
Howdy, folks. Mighty fine weather we're having for January.
No. Not again.
When my baby's by my side, and then he's satisfied, each time that we kiss, what heavenly bliss. I know paradise is fairly nice, but what's wrong with this? When my baby's by my side, it's a dream worth satisfied. I must admit my clothes don't fit, I'm bursting with pride. When my baby's by my side. When my baby's by my side, I'm completely satisfied. Each time that we kiss, what heavenly bliss I know. Baby, I don't mean must admit, I'm bursting with pride when my baby's by my side. When my baby's by my side.
It's a wonder we didn't run into Tokyo Rose.
Who's Tokyo Rose, Harry?
Who's Tokyo Rose? Don't worry about Tokyo Rose. But just another radio entertainer who's lost her sponsor. That's all.
Oh, Harry. Look, the gate shows the tank is almost empty.
Yeah, well, we're lucky there's a gas station right here. But listen, kid, we'll have to call off that 50-50 deal. It isn't quite fair.
Why, Harry?
I ran out of BQ coupons.
Oh.
Okay. Fill her up, bud.
Yeah, well, howdy, folks. Howdy.
Oh, I know. Mighty fine weather we're having for January. Is that you again?
Hey, fool tourist. No wonder you keep getting lost. Don't even know what month it is.
Are we lost again, Harry?
What do you mean, lost? I found him three times, didn't I? I don't know. It must be those stupid directions he gives.
Stupid?
Sure, stupid. Go out the road a piece, then turn left at the pike, swing right at the junction, travel north a spell, and what happens? You'll land back here. You must be crazy.
Crazy? I sell more darn gasoline that way. Say, I met you folks is from Hollywood.
Well, now, how could you tell that?
Elementary. You fellas is wearing shorts and the gal is wearing pants.
I take it you've been in Hollywood.
Yeah, I can't remember when it was, but I stood on the corner of Hollywood and Bryan and whistled at one of them there glamour gals.
Oh, my.
What happened?
Right, huh?
Yeah, what happened?
I scared mine, horses, six heads of camel, and Seedy Berry. Yeah, but I got me an old favorite pit up gal there.
Oh, Betty Grable, Hedy Lamarr, or Rita Hayworth?
Nope, Marjorie Maine.
Marjorie Maine?
Yeah, she can park her custody door under my rocker anytime.
Well, you must be crazy. Leonard, hand me those pictures over there.
Oh, here, Harry.
Yeah, now look, Grandpappy,
yes,
here.
Yes, yes.
Doesn't this picture of Linda Darnell do something to you?
Very thing.
How about Betty Grable?
No.
Well, what about Carol Landis?
No.
Oh, well, here, take a gander at this one.
Those is the greatest I've ever seen.
Uh-huh. How do you like that guy? Goes crazy about Eddie Cantor's eyes.
Well, we'll be in Hollywood up there. Why don't you folks tell me you work for Cantor? He's my favorite. Would have gone in with you in the first place. When did you say Eddie Cantor's going to be back on the air?
Next Wednesday night at this very same time.
Wouldn't miss it for the world. That Cantor is the funniest man on the radio. Oh, say, there's something I'd like to get from him.
Oh, Eddie Cantor's autograph, huh?
No, Marjorie Maine's telephone number.
Yeah, well, he can give it to you.
Afraid and shy, I'd let that my golden chances offer me, boy. Oh, you'd leave me. Oh, you would go in the midst of day.
Did you ask me to sit up front, Harry?
Well, I wanted to watch you drive, Nora.
But I don't know how to drive.
Well, just put your hands on the wheel like this.
You'll have to watch the road.
No, not me. It's more fun watching you drive.
That's not exactly safe, you know.
Who cares? With beautiful hands like yours to watch, who cares? Your hands, Nora, bring out something in me.
Oh, Harry, they do.
Sure, they bring out the words Truché. Truché, the beforehand lotion. Really new idea in hand lotions, you know, designed to help guard your hands and help keep them soft and smooth. You use Truché before you do dishes or tub your undies because Truché will help guard your hands even in hot soapy water. Of course, you can use Truché as you use any other hand lotion, but Truché gives you the added plus of beforehand protection when you need it. You'll find creamy, fragrant Truché really different, really helpful for rough legs, knees, and elbows, as well as hands. So why don't you begin today to use Truché?
I wish I knew someone like you could love me.
I wish I knew you placed no one.
Nice singing, Mike and Nora. You know, you kids have sure made this trip a pleasant one so far.
Well, how about me? What am I, excess baggage?
Look.
A fifth wheel?
Leonard.
A third strike? A foul boy?
Listen, Leonard.
Bad boy from them Brooklyn bums?
Leonard, you're wonderful. You're great.
What do you want? I want to sing. Everybody else gets to sing.
Oh, now, Leonard.
Nora gets to sing. Mike sings.
But you play the trumpet, kid.
But I also sing.
Okay, last week he wanted to chew my gum. I don't... Go ahead and sing, but I still think you ought to stick to the trumpet.
Now won't you come along with me to the Mississippi
Center.
Wow.
say, that was nice singing, Mike and Nora. You know, you kids have sure made this trip a pleasant one so far.
Well, how about me? What am I, excess baggage?
Look.
A fifth wheel?
Leonard.
A third strike? A foul boy?
Listen, Leonard.
A bad boy from them Brooklyn bums?
Leonard, what? You're wonderful. You're great. What do you want?
I want to sing. Everybody else gets to sing.
Now, Leonard.
Nora gets to sing. Mike sing.
But you play the trumpet, kid.
But I also sing.
Well, okay, last week he wanted to chew my gum. I don't... Go ahead and sing, but I still think you ought to stick to the trumpet.
Now won't you come along with me to the Mississippi?
Leonard, the trumpet, huh?
We'll take a boat to the land of dreams, steaming down the river down to New Orleans. Now the band's there to meet us. There'll be old friends to greet us. And where the light and the dark both meet, heaven on earth, they call it best.
All right, the trumpet now.
Make out NBC from here.
Where?
Look at those spotlights on the radio tower.
Spotlights?
Piercing the sky.
Spotlights? Leonard, those are Cantor's eyes. He's waiting for us to get there and start the new season next Wednesday. It's been a lot of fun playing around in Cantor's Cozy Cabana for the summer for you on behalf of Nora and Leonard and all of us. We want to thank you for staying with us. And next week, Eddie Cantor comes back to the air bringing another season of music and laughter. That's next Wednesday night. In the meantime, don't forget the two products that make our Wednesdays with you possible. Sal Hepatica for the smile of health and Touche, the beforehand lotion. Sal Hepatica, Touche. This is Harry Bonzel reminding you we'd love to spend each Wednesday with you. Just one moment, because here's something that will really pay you to remember. When your back aches, when your muscles are sore from too much work or exercise, get a jar of Minute Rub and get some fast relief. You see, Minute Rub is a modern, quick-acting rub that helps bring speedy relief to back aches and to tired, aching muscles. All you do is rub Minute Rub on briskly. In a minute, its counter-irritant and pain-relieving actions begin to help bring that soothing, welcome relief. And listen, here at last is a quick-acting rub that's also greaseless and stainless. Disappears like vanishing cream, so Minute Rub will not harm clothes or linen. So anytime you have muscular aches and pains caused by too much exercise, why not get relief the modern way? The greaseless, stainless Minute Rub way.